gone, and no one could recognize where it grew. But God's compassion for his worshipers, his righteousness to children's children, remain age after age, unchanging. Before the David Adonai Rohi lo echsar, bino desha yarbitzeni almei minachot yinahaleni nafshi yishovech, yancheni v'magle tzedek l'man shemosh. Gam ki elech v'geit sal mavet lo ira ra, ki ata imadi. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He has me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He guides me on paths of righteousness. He revives my soul for the sake of his glory. Though I walk in the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no harm, for you are with me. Your staff and your rod do comfort me. You set a table in sight of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall abide in the house of the Lord forever. I have a number of speakers today who will give us a full recollection of Murray's life. We begin, I'll call up Rabbi Levin. There's just two observations I want to offer about my time with Murray. In the last, I guess, couple of days, and really the last couple of weeks since we discovered that Murray was ill and how serious the illness could be, I've been hearing two words together in the same sentence quite a bit, the word mentor and mensch, as if there's some kind of linguistic connection between these two words, and I suppose there probably is some connection between them, but I think we all discovered that connection in Murray. I considered him a mentor, although I was not a chemist, and never really got past high school chemistry. But he was able to explain to me, I think, something as complex as a number of the chemicals I know he studied, which was Congregation Bethel history and some of the ups and downs. And in that, he was a mentor. He's a mentor in the sense that he offered advice. He also taught me how to be a Jewish leader in San Diego, by example, and also just by long conversations going out to lunch. But as a mentor, he really was a mensch, and I guess I can define it this way, and other people will define it, I think, similarly. But Murray was the kind of mentor that really wanted me to succeed. And wanted me to succeed not because he had a selfish interest in my own success, although he certainly cared about this community and this congregation, but he wanted me to succeed because he was a generous person, and a generous spirit, and a large enough soul that he wanted to teach so the other person would do well, because he liked to see other people do well, because he was a kind, giving, generous person. I also want to just address very briefly the way Murray died, because I know a lot of us are thinking about that. He was lecturing, working. Certainly he could have relaxed, he could have slowed down. This was supposed to be a year off for him. I was always personally stunned at how hard Murray worked. I know he traveled all the time, because he was always in synagogue when he didn't travel. And he wasn't in synagogue that much, which meant that he was traveling all the time. And I also knew, I mean, he didn't look like an old man, but I found out how old he was, and I knew there were people that age that would certainly be slowing down, but he didn't slow down at all. From what I could tell, it was a full schedule. And I was thinking about that, and last night I looked up some of the last lines in the Chumash, in the five books of Moses, that described the death of Moses, of Moshe. Now, Murray's Hebrew name is Moshe, so there's a connection between mentor and mensch. There's certainly a connection between Murray and Moshe Rabbeinu, or Moses. And when the Bible describes Moses' death, it says, Lo kahata eino, velo nas lecho, which means his eyes had not grown dim, his vigor had not fled. And there's a discussion in the commentaries about that word lecho, or lach, seems to indicate moisture, but also broadly indicates a sense of vigor, that he was able to, this was Moses' great blessing, was that he never lost his strength, his power. He died at the full strength, the full height of all of his powers. And I guess that was Murray too. He was Moses. I can't speak for his eyes. I mean, all of our eyes go, I guess. But he had that lach. He certainly had that spirit, that vigor. At the very end, he was doing exactly what he loved. At the very end, he was teaching, he was mentoring. And that should be a comfort to us as we think about him. That's who he was, and that's how he died.